Welcome to Live Well with Southwell. Southwell is dedicated to helping you be equipped with the best tools and knowledge to make sure you and your family live a healthy life. Live Well with Southwell features interviews with experts across many areas of healthcare and wellness. We hope you enjoy listening and, most importantly, living well. Hi, everyone. I'm your host, Liza Tillman, and today we are talking with Dr. Josh Pridemore, who is a chiropractor with Southwell Chiropractic Services. Dr. Pridemore is here today to give us a better idea about what he does and also to discuss the specifics of chiropractic care and how it might be able to help you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Dr. Pridemore.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, and I'm excited to join you today.
Yeah. Well, let's get started by getting to know you a little bit better. So tell us where you're from.
Yeah. So, you know, don't slay me right now. I am a Yankee, so to speak. Midwesterner, actually. From Michigan originally.
Okay.
And I've been in Georgia now for about 12 years. I was in Atlanta. I came right to Atlanta, Marietta, for college. I was there for about 6 years. I did chiropractic school, got through all that. And then I started practicing down in Warner Robins. I was there for about 4 or 5 years. Now okay. I've been in Tifton, Georgia now for about a little over 2 years. So
awesome.
Yeah. Working my way down to Florida, you know, just
that's right.
Further,
yeah,
further
just gotta
south.
Keep going on down. Just the hotter the better, right?
There we go. Now, well, hopefully we're here for the long haul.
Yeah, that's right. We don't want you to go anywhere. Well, can you tell us a little about your family, your educational background, things like that?
Sure. Yeah. I've got my wife and my lovely baby boy. He is 20 months, so soon to be 2 years. Yeah, he's I can't believe it. And my wife's name is Kristen, and my son's name is Huck.
Awesome. What a cool name.
Yeah, it's a short for Huxley, a little different.
Okay.
I went to Life University right after high school. Mm-hmm. I knew I wanted to pursue something in healthcare, and chiropractic kind of stuck out to me just because I had a previous experience with it. I was having some back pain. My mother was having back pain at one point, and it helped her. So I was able to go with her to see a chiropractor and got relief. Mm-hmm. So I was just intrigued of the use of their hands and hands only, you know. And it was really cool to see that form of healthcare be able to help people and get them out of pain. So that really inspired me, and I looked more into it. And then there are definitely a lot of, you know, controversies surrounding chiropractic. So I actually did my senior paper on controversies of chiropractic. That got my interest further into it. And like I said, I went down to Atlanta, Georgia, Marietta, and pursued exercise science for my bachelor degree for undergrad. And after that, I went straight into the chiropractic program there. Been doing chiropractic ever since.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. All right. For those who don't know, where's your practice located?
The physical address is 2227 US 41. So it's over by those of the local Tiftonites. It's by the Affinity building. Okay. We're right behind them. And that building's been there now for about a year and a half, I want to say. Mm-hmm. We are on the second floor over there with neurology, arthritis, mm-hmm. pain management. And okay. above us, we have physical therapy, and below us, we have orthopedics. So it's the musculoskeletal center, and it's just a really great place to have that camaraderie with other physicians and be able to refer and mm-hmm. talk and really facilitate the best treatment for our patients.
And that's a fairly new building. That's mm-hmm. 2 years, I think, it's been around.
It's definitely a step up from where we were.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful space, and it's very easy to find your way. And like you said, if you have to go to other places when you come back, you can generally find your way pretty
absolutely.
Easily.
So. Yeah, follow the exit sign, right?
That's right. That's right. Who else do you practice with at Southwell Chiropractic?
I practice with my good friend, Dr. Ryan Burns. Mm-hmm. It's just us two in the Southwell Chiropractic practice. I really thoroughly enjoy practicing with him. Our practice styles are very similar, and definitely, you know, we try to go by evidence-based practice models and, you know, the way we talk to our patients, how we treat them, and our philosophy all is very similar. So I love practicing with him.
Well, awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, now that we know a little bit more about you, can you tell us what a chiropractor does?
Sure. You know, I mentioned there are definitely some controversies and things that people hear about chiropractic, and they're very maybe apprehensive about it. Don't really know what we do, maybe scared. But really, you know, when it comes down to it, we specialize in the treatment and diagnosis of neuromuscular disorders. So we do receive specialized training in manual adjustment techniques of the spinal column, as well as any other joint in the body. And if there's two bones that come together, mm-hmm. we can mobilize it. And,
okay.
And that's really what it comes down to is we want to check people's spines and joints for any restriction or more specifically dysfunction.
Okay.
If there's an area that's not maybe moving quite as well as it should be, that can then lead into further compression, irritation, even degeneration later on in life. So getting mobility, we highly encourage our patients to participate in physical exercises, stretches that we teach them. And so we really just encourage to have a healthy, active lifestyle because that helps with their life as well as our treatments.
Because if
we're adjusting somebody, and I want to talk a little bit about adjustment. You know, we use that term a lot.
What does that mean?
You can call it an adjustment. You can call it a manipulation, mobilization. It really just comes down to creating the best environment for the joints and, you know, neurology to function in our bodies. And so we mobilize usually with a high velocity, low amplitude type of delivery. Sounds kind of
some big
scary,
words,
right? But it's really that form of adjustment or manipulation is just we get the joint to the location where it's maybe restricted or adhesed. It's not moving as much as it should be, like mm-hmm. I mentioned. And we go past that paraphysiological space and allow the joint restored motion.
Okay.
And sometimes with it, we hear a cavitation.
Yes.
That's usually the part that people are apprehensive about, especially with the necks.
Yes.
They tend to maybe watch a little too much Hollywood or
right.
something.
Yeah.
But it's really just about restoring motion to the spine. And when we do that, we see decreased pain. Mm-hmm. We see better function, sometimes prevention of degenerative processes later in life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what conditions do you treat? Is it just primarily in the back and the neck, or there, like you said, you work with other joints? Is it just?
Right. We definitely try to focus on the spine. If we kind of categorize it, you know, I would say mid to lower back pain, low back pain being one of the most common mm-hmm. complaints that we see in our office. And that can include both acute and chronic pain. And, you know, acute being within 2 or 3 weeks, maybe there's an injury or just insidious pain just out of nowhere.
Yeah.
There's also chronic pain, which is very, very common. Most of us, if not all of us, have had some degree of chronic or acute pain in our lifetime. Mm-hmm. So low back being one of the most common, and then we would kind of subcategorize under low back pain or even neck pain, herniated discs, some of the treatment styles that we do, including flexion distraction, and we'll get into that in a little bit, I'm sure. Okay. But that can really help with some of those herniated discs. And that's where a disc, that's what lies in between the intervertebral bodies. This is talking in the spine. In between those bodies, we have this fluid-filled disc, and there's an annulus fibrosus, kind of like a ligamentous material surrounding, and then more of a what we call nucleus pulposus. That's the liquid or gel-like substance. And if there's a compression or injury, or sometimes even just natural causes through aging and just the way we live. Mm-hmm. The compressive forces push down, and that nucleus sometimes will herniate, break through the annulus. There's different degrees of it. Of course, if it's severe, we refer. Okay. And that's one of the most important things to know about what we do, is that we are portal of entry doctors, meaning right. people come into us, we know where to send them. And that's really key, in that if a patient comes in with something that is really out of our scope, something that we shouldn't be mm-hmm. messing with, yeah. you know, we're going to send them out to orthopedic for either a surgical consultation or mm-hmm. maybe an epidural. But most of the time we can help our patients. And then some other conditions that we can treat would include neck pain as well as headaches. And headaches a lot of times can come from neck pain. We do have what we call cervicogenic mm-hmm. headaches,
yeah.
And that stems directly from the neck mm-hmm. and that tension that exists and creates a pulling effect on the cranium, and that can lead to headaches, migraines, and sciatica. Sciatica is a big one, mm-hmm. And that's just an issue or radicular complaint of the sciatic nerve, which comes from the low back and goes down into the leg.
Okay.
People complain oftentimes about numbness, tingling, yeah. weakness. So all sorts of things that yeah. we can really treat, not just cracking the bones, so to speak.
Right, right. And that's mm-hmm. that's what I think of. Like I told you before we got started.
Most people do, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds like a very nerve-wracking place to go, so... but you've made me feel better. I feel like I know a little bit more about it now.
And we definitely see patients all the time that come in, have never been to a chiropractor,
yeah.
or unfortunately maybe have had a bad experience
right.
in the past.
Yeah.
You know, there's bad anything out there. And so we do have to sometimes comfort them into what we're doing and
yeah.
what they can expect. And we never want to do anything that a patient is uncomfortable with. Mm-hmm. And my practice style, I definitely talk to the patient the whole time, asking them how they're feeling. And if they're uncomfortable, if there's any discomfort, we stop and mm-hmm. change how we're doing things.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So what age groups can you see? And are there any restrictions to the kinds of patients that you accept? It's kind of a double question
right, right.
there.
As far as the age groups go, there's really no age restrictions. You know, there are actually chiropractors who specialize in the treatment of children.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be kind of a controversial topic as
right.
well. I don't want to get too much into it, but I have seen all ages practically. I think I had a patient who was pushing 100 before.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Very physical, fit individual.
Yeah.
He was still running at the time.
That's amazing.
Had chiropractic through his whole life. And, you know, we kind of knew his history. We knew what was going on with him. But great patient, you know. Now, here's the thing that we have to be mindful of is, as a patient ages, degeneration sets in
sure.
for the most part. So we do have to change our treatment style and certain modalities that we do, techniques that we use. And then as far as the younger ages with children, let's say infants to, you know, while those growth plates are still open, mm-hmm. we have to use different techniques as well. It's
sure.
it's not the typical adult adjustment or manipulation that we would see of a patient coming in our office. You know, sometimes it may require what we call sustained contact, if there's like an upper cervical issue. And kids, generally speaking, don't have a lot of tension. You know, as to your other part of that question, if there's any restrictions, and yeah, there are. I mentioned, you know, like a severe disc herniation,
right, yeah.
things like that. Maybe someone with certain types of arthritic conditions that we don't want to manipulate the spine with, or let's say cancer or mm-hmm. Different things that is out of our scope. You know, if someone comes in with a dislocated shoulder, mm-hmm. that's actually out of my scope.
Yeah.
And so we would refer them out to the ER or
sure,
other
yeah.
specialists. Now, with that being said, do we see patients with cancer? Yes. Do we see patients with severe herniations that have healed or they have gotten surgery? That's another one, like surgical
yeah.
procedures that people have had in the past. Maybe they have a fused lumbar spine or We can always work around those areas. You know, if someone has an L4, L5 disc herniation that required surgery and now they have a fusion, it's actually really important to work below it and above it, because those areas above and below are now going to potentially take on more pressure, more compression. And we don't want them to have to suffer more pain than they could.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do patients need a referral to see you, or can they just schedule an appointment on their own? Like, could I just call the office and schedule my own appointment?
Yes, absolutely. We don't require a referral, because we are a portal of entry physician, so we can see anybody that wants to get sort of a second opinion.
Okay.
But a referral is always appreciated.
Right.
Because that way we can further co-manage with the physicians who are referring.
Okay.
But yeah, no referral is necessary, but definitely encouraged.
Okay. Do you work with your patient's primary care provider with any issues they may be having?
Sure. Yeah. And that's a kind of a good piggyback on the last question is, you know, if we know who their primary care provider is, we'll definitely, I always try to at least email the physician or the office and let them know that they're under care with me. Mm-hmm. And if they have any questions or concerns to let me know. And any unusual things that we come across, I always try to call the physician and let them know what's going on with our patient. And it's good to have that relationship, and definitely to break down some of those barriers of, you know, it's the medical profession versus chiropractic profession. We want to come together, and that's why it's so great being in the building that we're in.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, we'll get referrals from two doors down, and I can just go and talk to the provider. And yes, it's just really great.
Well, good. So I'm going to use myself as an example here. So if you're somebody like me who has, like you said, I had last year some acute lower back pain, but I've never been to a chiropractor, and I was terrified, and I didn't know what to do. Like, I could barely get out of the bed. I eventually just got over it. I think I tweaked something when I was working out, but I probably could have used a visit with one of you. So what would you tell somebody who's nervous about coming to the chiropractor for the first time? And also, could you tell somebody what they would experience when they came? Like, what does an office visit look like?
Sure. So, and to the point of, you know, the pain was there, and, you know, you kind of slept on it and it got better. So a lot of conditions are what we would call self-limiting. Mm-hmm. They will get better with time. But, you know, with that, we do see a lot of residual tightness that exists because of past injuries and things like that. So I think that's just a good point to bring up as to if you're not in pain, sometimes it's still good to get checked out, because oftentimes we don't feel or have a conscious feeling of what's going on in our spinal column. You know, we start poking and prodding on people's backs. They're like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was that sore. Or
okay,
I didn't. And it's just really good to get that mobility restored. Mm-hmm. And to someone who's nervous coming in, like yourself, you know, I would, like I said before, just really try to comfort them into, you know, just being comfortable with me. I definitely like to try to befriend my patients. You know, I want them to trust me. And I think that's number one, is when you walk into any doctor's office, if you see someone and, you know, you're getting a bad vibe, or you just don't trust them, you're going to be uncomfortable from the get-go.
Yeah.
So just communicating with them, making them feel comfortable, and giving them the research to back up what we do, that it's so safe. Mm-hmm. We have one of the lowest malpractice insurance rates of any provider.
Wow.
So if you really dig in the research, very, very low risk of anything that we do. I want them to know what's coming, you know, and I talk through the whole visit as to what they can expect next, what we're doing, why we're doing it, and you know, the conditions, maybe issues that they're going through, you know, maybe something that we've seen in the past. And look, they had this, we got treatment for them, they're feeling better. So they can really grasp onto that hope of,
yeah,
this guy can help me.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. And and when you come in, the first thing we want to do after we talk and converse a little bit is we would do an examination, a detailed problem-focused exam. And that would include a neurological exam, which, you know, we're looking at reflexes, sensory exam. And usually if there's any issues there, you know, it would give us a certain direction as where we need to focus our exam. We want to look at muscular strength in the upper extremities and lower extremities. And that, again, gives us a direction as to what maybe our differential diagnosis would include, like if it's a disc issue, if it's more of an SI joint related issue. And we'll go in and do sort of a palpatory exam, have the patient, and we would get our patients in all sorts of positions, face down, face up,
okay,
you know, supine prone.
So you need to be ready to move when we come
yeah,
to see you, right?
Yeah, you gotta be ready to get a little workout going. Seated position, standing, mm-hmm. we'll check the gait, how their ankles are moving when they take a step, because mm-hmm. that can play into different issues throughout the spine.
Sure.
And after we do that, we get an idea of what's going on. First thing would be, all right, what is my differential diagnosis with the patient? Is this something like a red flag that
could be
going on that's out of my scope? Mm-hmm. If it is, you know, first thing I would be thinking is there any imaging, tests, lab work mm-hmm. that I need to send out for? Mm-hmm. And then next would be, where do I need to send the patient? Okay. Referral. Mm-hmm. And if the patient doesn't have any major red flags, if I feel like the treatment can help the patient, mm-hmm. you know, we would talk about some treatment options and really figure out what's going to be best for the patient today. And we would start some treatment and generally a treatment. Let's use low back pain as an example. Say the patient comes in with low back pain, maybe some neck stiffness, occasional headaches, you know, not anything major, but we would usually get the patient face down mm-hmm. in a prone position first. And our tables that we have, we've got four treatment rooms, and we've got what we call flexion distraction or Cox flexion distraction tables. Mm-hmm. They actually separate at the middle thoracic piece and the lumbar piece. Mm-hmm. And that allows us to separate the discs in the low back very gently and in a controlled manner.
Yeah.
We're using our hands to sort of stabilize the patient's mm-hmm. spine and allow the bottom piece to move. And that gives a little bit of an opening of the facet joints and intervertebral discs. And people with disc herniations, mm-hmm. things like that we're trying to work on, it can help to dissipate any inflammation in the back as well as giving the patient relief. So we usually start there. And then we would move on to kind of the mid-back region, may do a couple prone adjustments, very light force. Sometimes we'll hear a couple clicks and pops.
And that's okay. That's okay to hear that, right? Okay.
Patient's comfortable now. We've kind of talked about it. And that's a good area to start usually because it's very light. It's not real kind of in your face, you know, so they're comfortable like, okay, that's kind of what that feels mm-hmm. like, you know. And then we've got the back stretched out a little bit with the flexion distraction. We'll sometimes get the patient on their side and do what we call a side posture manipulation, and usually targeting the SI joints, sacroiliac joint, and that's kind of in that pelvic area. And that's the foundation of your spine, so definitely an important area to focus on. And then we'll usually get the patient in a supine on their back position. And check the neck. If there's any restrictions in that neck, we'll adjust the neck as well.
Okay. Well, how long does a typical visit usually take, or does it depend on the patient?
Yeah, it can depend on the patient, but first visit is always the longest because we're kind of talking, getting to know one another, what their medical history is, doing an examination, as well as adjusting or treating.
Right.
And we do some other therapies as well. Mm-hmm. Let me throw that in real quick, like some electrical stim, some traction, And that's in our rehab room that we'll use from time to time, depending on the case. Okay. But I would say first visit, we're looking at anywhere from 15 to 25 minutes.
Okay. So not too long at all.
Sometimes longer, sometimes shorter, but that's kind of average. And then afterwards, you know, we know the patient's case, we know what we're doing, what the patient has going on, and an adjustment, a visit after may take anywhere from 5 to 15 minutes in that
really
ballpark.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I totally thought this was gonna be like an hour long process. Yeah. And it's really not that bad.
As much as I'm talking about it, right?
Wow. Well, that's great to know. So
it's really convenient for those that, you know, have a job. Maybe they're coming from lunch, or they're coming in the morning or after work. They got to get home to their family.
Sure.
You know, it's in and out. Wow. For sure.
Okay. So how often do your patients need to see you generally?
Right. So another sort of controversy is that, you know, once you start going to see a chiropractor, you always got to go.
Right.
You may have heard that, or, you know, you're going to get addicted to it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But really, it's if a patient comes in, they get relief, they see the relief, mm-hmm. and they're like, wow, I've been struggling with this all my life or mm-hmm. up to this point. Well, you know, they may want to keep coming back in
sure.
for what we call like maintenance care or mm-hmm. preventative care. Initially, we usually see like an acute pain syndrome, maybe 3 visits a week for 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
And then we'll decrease from there, mm-hmm. maybe 1 to 2 times the following week. And then, mm-hmm. and we assess with each visit, you know, if a patient's feeling great after the very first treatment, mm-hmm. We may want to see them back later that week. And then if they're still doing good, all right, well, let's see you in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right. Now, if someone comes in, they just want to get their spine checked or, you know, they're just what we'd call like wellness care. They're not really having any pain, but they just feel tight and restricted. We may see them 1 or 2 times a week and then maybe like once a month or once every other month.
Okay.
Kind of more on like a PRN status.
Sure.
Just coming in as needed.
Okay. So what are your patients saying about the results after multiple visits with you?
Most people say that they're getting moderate to significant relief. Now, we do have cases where they maybe weren't getting as much relief as they were hoping for.
Right.
And that's very rare. I see relief practically with everybody, mm-hmm. Whether that's 10% relief or 90% relief, mm-hmm. Just having a little bit of relief is huge for some people.
Absolutely.
You know, if they've been suffering with pain, it's like, or if they're dying of thirst, you know, that one drip of water is worth it all.
Yeah.
So, and those are the cases that we may want to manage mm-hmm. more frequently, mm-hmm. but it just depends on everybody. And I would say that most people that come to see us have mm-hmm. good things to say, and we love our patients. Absolutely.
Well, that's great. Well, is there anything else that you would like to add?
One last thing is regarding sort of like the opioid epidemic that has swept our nation. I think it's really good that we've been implemented into this health system and other health systems all across the nation, is that we can be sort of that gateway so people aren't going and just getting on prescriptive meds mm-hmm. And masking their problems when really maybe it was a couple manipulations or adjustments may have helped the problem to the point where they didn't need that opioid and mm-hmm. not get to the point that they're addicted to it or whatnot. So that's a huge thing. I'm definitely glad and proud to be a part of with Dr. Burns here at Southwell. And we're just looking forward to the future and being able to help as many people as we can.
To learn more about Dr. Pridemore or to schedule an appointment with him at Southwell Chiropractic, you can call his office at 229-386-5405. Thank you for listening to this episode of Live Well with Southwell. If you have a question for a healthcare expert or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send an email to info@mysouthwell.com. Until next time, live well.